This is episode 187, How to Keep on Top of All Your Inboxes.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 187. To start with, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As always, I really do appreciate your time and your attention. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And today I'm talking about how to keep on top of all of your inboxes. I would say in the last 10 years or so, the number of apps that the average knowledge worker uses has just exploded. If I think about the apps that I use on a daily basis, I mean, to name just a few, you know, obviously email, Asana, Pipedrive, Slack, and then there's all the stuff on my phone like SMS and WhatsApp. It's just getting pretty overwhelming, like the number of apps and inboxes we have to keep on top of. And I actually did a quick Google search, and I found a study from 2017 that discovered that the average number of apps that a modern knowledge worker uses is about 9.4 apps. And most people have between 5 and 9 of those open at any one time. So 5 to 9 different apps open at any one time to just kind of manage your work. And as you've probably seen, a lot of these apps come with inboxes, you know, places that you have to check to see what changed since the last time you used the app. So when you stop and think about it, so much of our day is spent checking inboxes. So for example, things like email, you know, obviously that's an obvious one. That's kind of the original inbox, really. You know, we spend a lot of our time just answering email. But then SMS, and I'm actually using SMS to generalize, you know, I've got like messages on my iPhone, but then there's like WhatsApp as well and other SMS tools you might use to communicate with friends, family, colleagues, or customers. There are task management apps that have inboxes, like things like Asana, which I use, but also Notion, which is becoming quite popular. I've used Notion with a contractor of mine recently, and that has an inbox. Basecamp as well, they have that kind of notification system as well. And these apps, they just say, you know, these are the changes that have happened since the last time you logged in, so we need to check those every day. Then you've got a whole host of chat apps. You know, there's Slack, Microsoft Teams, Google Chat, Facebook Messenger, Skype, all these kind of instant messaging apps that we might need to use on a daily basis. And I know that different teams maybe even use a combination of them. I mean, I use Slack for my own community, but I use Facebook Messenger for communicating with friends and family. And sometimes somebody will send me a Skype message. So I've got a few chat apps on the go. Forums is another form of inbox. You know, I participate in forums on the Asana and Pipedrive community, so they kind of need to be checked every now and then. They bug you every now and then. And then, of course, you've got all the social media apps like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, Instagram, Reddit. They all have these notification tabs and inboxes that you need to check as well. Now, ideally, the solution is to try and use one app for everything. But in practice, this really, it's not possible. For example, you know, if I want to talk to my wife, Haley, I'll use messages on my iPhone. She has an iPhone, I have an iPhone, we just use messages. I actually have a group thread as well for my brothers. You know, we communicate in the messages app there, which is great. But then not all of my friends have iPhones, so I have to use Facebook Messenger for certain groups of friends. And then I have WhatsApp for my Android friends. And so it's even just the messaging apps, the chat apps, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's too much. Then I get to work and I have to check my email. I use Asana to manage my virtual assistant and work with certain clients. I have my Slack group where I engage with customers. Like I said, I'm working with a contractor at the moment and she uses Notion, and that's fine. You know, she has her tool that she uses and she's invited me to that. And then occasionally I might be working with a client in a Google Doc, so then I've got to keep up with that. So how do you keep up with all these inboxes? That's what I'm talking about today. And if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, you'll find those at paulminers.com/187. And I want to hear your feedback at the end of this episode as well. So definitely head on over, leave me a comment. So my first kind of tip, if you like, is to reduce where you can. You know, reduce before you reuse or recycle, whatever the motto is. But yeah, before you do anything, try and reduce your usage of these apps. You know, if the fewer number of inboxes that you can manage, the better. So for example, I sometimes get inquiries for work through Facebook Messenger and even Instagram. It's actually really weird. Facebook and Instagram for me are kind of personal channels where I've only ever posted really personal stuff on Instagram, and I barely even use Facebook now. You know, I've just got photos of me doing CrossFit and photos of my our little boy Jay on Instagram, and then people message me to get help with Asana, which is weird because I don't use these apps for professional marketing in any way. So rather than just having a conversation in Instagram Messenger or Facebook Messenger and trying to follow up with leads all over the place, I explain that, hey, you know, thanks for reaching out. Can you please contact me through my website? And I just try and direct everyone to go through the same channel. You know, go to my website, book the call. And I do the same with LinkedIn as well, actually. You know, even though it is more of a professional network, I try and just direct everyone, all inbound inquiries, to one system. So try and just reduce the number of inputs and channels that I need to monitor. And if there's an app that you can avoid using altogether, then that's great. You know, I've worked with clients who have their team using very similar tools like Asana and Trello for different things. And I have to ask, I'm like, why are you using these two tools? They're basically the same. Although I think Asana is better, but I'm biased. So if possible, you know, consolidating your work into fewer tools is going to be a lot better. So if you can reduce your tools, reduce the number of inboxes, that's ideal. Then I think the next step is to decide how and when to use each channel. You want to establish some boundaries around what each tool should be used for. What are the situations where you should use each one? So as I mentioned, yeah, Facebook Messenger and Instagram, for me, those are more for personal communication with friends and family. With clients, I communicate about 90% of the time through email, occasionally through Slack or Asana. And clients kind of know that, yeah, the best way to reach me is generally through email. If you use a project management tool like Asana or Notion, along with an instant messaging tool like Slack or Microsoft Teams, there's a bit of an overlap there, and you need to decide when each tool should be used. So I usually advise that if you're talking about a task or a project, you should be doing that in your project management system, whether it's Notion or Basecamp or Asana. Whereas Slack or Microsoft Teams, these are better suited for real-time communication and kind of casual chit-chat. You know, if I want to talk to you in real time, I might do that in Slack. But generally, if I'm talking about a project, I should do that in Asana. What you really want to try and avoid is a situation where a conversation starts on one platform, like Slack, and then someone follows up a few days later in Asana, and then maybe even again in email, because then you've got the conversation taking place in three different channels, and now you're actually making things harder because you have to check three different channels to work out what you discussed and what you decided. So there should be clear rules about when to use each channel, and these rules should be communicated to your team, to your customers, to your clients, whoever you need to communicate that with. So for example, again, clients know that the best way to reach me is generally via email, and they know that they'll almost always get a reply within a few hours. But if they need to, they can call me on the phone, you know, for urgent matters. And actually, that almost never happens. I get maybe a couple of calls every few months. It's very rare. So decide how and when to use each channel. Next, I think you need to decide how often are you going to check each channel. Some are going to need to be checked more often than others. So you've got this priority, how often are you going to check them? So my guidelines, and these are my guidelines, but obviously these may change depending on the work that you do. You know, in my case with email, I think most people should be checking it every few hours. I know a lot of people will often check it a lot more, maybe every hour, every 15 minutes, but I think every few hours is a good target. With project management, my rule is to check my Asana inboxes for my clients once a day. So I think the same would go for like Basecamp, Notion. Checking your project management inbox once a day, I think, is good. It means you're keeping up to date. But yeah, you might be checking it more often if your team is a heavy user of a certain tool. With chat apps like Slack or Microsoft Teams, you know, obviously there can be multiple conversations taking place at once. I usually check my Slack group once or twice a day to see what conversations are taking place, and I reply to any threads that I need to. Again, if you're a heavy user, you might check even more often. And then certain tools, I actually don't check at all, like forums. You know, I participate in the Asana community forum. I don't actively check the inbox there. Instead, I just get an email. If somebody responds to a thread or asks me a private message, I'll get an email. I don't actually check them. With SMS as well, you know, SMS, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, these apps don't need to be checked. They usually just alert you as soon as there's something new, unless you dial down the notifications, which is something I'll get to. So kind of decide how often you're going to check them. Again, make sure your colleagues or clients know how often these tools are going to be checked, so they know what to expect in terms of kind of turnaround time. And that's actually my next point, is decide how quickly you need to respond to things. So often, I think we do feel pressure in this fast-paced world to respond to messages right away. But I think the expectations should be different depending on the channel. So for example, in my personal and work life, there's really only one way to get me to respond right away, and that's to call me. But even then, I don't always answer the phone, and not everyone has my phone number. So my guidelines for how quickly to respond to things are as follows. And again, please, you know, obviously customize these for your own work. You know, we're all different. But with email, you know, I respond within a few hours most days. You know, I check my email in the morning. I kind of have it open and I'll dip into it throughout the day. So generally, you know, people can expect a response within a few hours, except at weekends. I'm pretty strict. I don't check my email at weekends. So if you email me on a Friday afternoon, you're probably not going to hear from me until Monday morning. Again, that might be different for you. If you have a demanding boss or demanding clients that need quick turnarounds, you know, obviously that might be different. With project management tools, so again, Asana, Basecamp, Notion, I think the goal is to respond within a day. You know, I think check these tools once a day. Again, if you're heavy users, you might check it more. But these tools are more asynchronous, and urgent updates or requests should go through other channels. So for example, SMS and chat, you know, if you receive a message via SMS or Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, even Slack, I think you should aim to respond within a few hours. I think often because this is like a text message or a chat, there's a bit of an expectation to reply straight away or within 15 minutes. But I think a little lead time is reasonable. And in fact, while I'm working, I usually ignore all messages from these channels. You know, if I get a text, I might see the notification come in. I can just check if it's something important, but then I won't respond for a while. And so often I'll get to lunchtime or I'll get home at the end of the day and I'll see a bunch of texts or Facebook messages and I kind of respond to them then. So I kind of just park them throughout the day. And then finally, I think you need to get your notifications under control. Whenever you sign up to a new app or service, the default is to usually have push notifications on your phone or computer turned on, and often email updates as well. I now try and do the opposite. I try and default everything to off, and I'm more selective about what I turn on. And so this way I get to actually check the app when it suits me, rather than the app being able to just interrupt me at will. And so here's how I have my notifications set up. Again, as I've been saying, feel free to obviously customize this for your own work preferences. But with email, I don't have any on-screen notifications or sounds. I basically just get the badge notification on the Mac, just shows me if there's something new. With messages, so the sort of iMessage on my phone, I get on-screen notifications and I do have the sounds turned on. Because I use messages with like friends and family, I like having the alerts turned on. But that's pretty much the only one that really kind of interrupts me throughout the day. With Asana, I have no notifications. I just check the inbox when I want throughout the day. You can't really bug me through that. There's no notifications at all. Not on the iOS app, no emails, nothing. Slack, now Slack actually has some interesting notification options. You can disable certain channels in Slack, and I'm guessing Microsoft Teams is similar. There's some interesting ones where you can say, you know, if someone mentions my name, notify me. So I've experimented with that kind of thing, but now I've actually over the course of preparing for this podcast, I've actually now defaulted everything to off, except again, the badge, the app badge, I think is really useful. I can see if there's something new and I can go and have a look, but it actually won't bug me during the day. Same with Facebook Messenger. On-screen notifications and sounds are turned off. I just have the badge notification now. Twitter and Instagram, I get no notifications at all, not even a badge. So I just check Instagram or Twitter when I want. You know, it's more of a casual thing at the end of the day. I can check Twitter and I'll see my notifications there. But, you know, tweets and Instagram messages, they're generally not important that I respond to straight away. So I don't need any alerts or notifications. YouTube comments and LinkedIn messages. Now, I don't get any notifications for these. I don't even check them regularly. I actually check YouTube comments and LinkedIn messages about once a week. And so I actually have a reminder set to do that because otherwise I will forget. So I get no notifications. I just make sure I just answer some comments each week. And then other services, you know, if you use Google Docs or community forums, I just get an email, you know, when somebody messages me there, because I use them, you know, more, you know, sort of infrequently. So I just get an email if I have an update. And so in a lot of cases, as you can see, I've defaulted most of my apps to not notify me. And instead, I use the app badge icons a lot. It's a really subtle way to see if there's something new. I can be on my phone or I can be on my Mac, and the Slack app has the little badge that says, you know, you've got some notifications here. And if I want to, I can go and have a look. But at least I'm not getting pinged. I'm not getting these flying in notifications throughout the day. Now, the guidelines that I've gone through here are, you know, far from perfect, and you will want to take what I've said with a bit of a, you know, grain of salt, and obviously customize this for your own work. And I would love, you know, if everyone just used one SMS service. The fact that for communicating with friends and family, I literally have group threads and different apps for all different relationships I have, but I'm using Messages, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, even certain friends I only message on Instagram Messenger. It's just crazy. I would love it if we could all just agree on one, but unfortunately that is not the world we live in, and I don't think it's going to be either, unless one company just kind of wins the tech race, which isn't going to happen. So for now, the best thing we can do is just set clear rules about when to use each app, you know, communicate those expectations to your team and people you work with, and then restrict your notifications as well to make each of these systems a little less overwhelming. So I hope this helps. I would strongly recommend you go through your phone, go through your computer settings after this podcast when you're next at your computer. Do a little bit of an audit of your notifications. It is actually really amazing once you get the notifications and things dialed in a little bit how much less disruptive these apps can be throughout the day. So definitely spend some time on that today if you get a chance. And if you have any feedback, comments, as always, please head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/187, and let me know what you think. Okay, one more time, thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.